Hello and welcome to ACAP's Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing conflict across the West in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Part 1 : Crisis Overview. The conflict in Kwamath Territory, Myandombe Province, in the Western Democratic Republic of Congo erupted in June 2022 because of a long-standing dispute between the Teke and Yaka communities over land rights and customary fees. The Teke, an indigenous group that considers themselves to be from and customary owners of the villages located along about 200 kilometers of the Congo River, have clashed with the Yaka and the other ethnic groups who have arrived over the years to work in agriculture near the river. The Teke and Yaka communities, longtime neighbors along the Congo River in Myandombe Province, share a complex history of coexistence. The Teke, the first to settle in the region, view themselves as the traditional owners of the land. The Yaka, who arrived shortly thereafter, have lived alongside the Teke for several decades, developing a system of shared land use and access. Factors such as increasing population pressure, resource scarcity, and political manipulation have aggravated conflict between the two communities. Since June 2022, Kwamath Territory has been the setting of protracted conflict between the Teke and Yaka ethnic groups, affecting several provinces, specifically Kwango, Kwilu, and Myandombe. In December 2022, the conflict even reached the outskirts of the capital, Kinshasa. Between June 2022 and early March 2023, Yaka militias, commonly known as the Mobondo, raided at least 43 largely Teke villages in Kinshasa, Kwilu, and Myandombe provinces. There is limited information on the precise number of villages attacked since the violence began. Teke armed groups have also attacked Yaka communities. The intercommunal violence in Western DRC, especially in Kwango, Kwilu, and Myandombe provinces, had displaced nearly 146,000 people by the 24th of October 2024. It has been difficult to collect accurate data, however, and many displacements go unreported. The precise number of casualties is unknown, and the destruction of homes, schools, and healthcare facilities is not well documented. By January 2024, there were 2.78 million people in humanitarian need in Kwango, Kwilu, and Myandombe provinces. Their main humanitarian needs were shelter, NFIs, food, wash services, protection assistance, health services, and education. The conflict has also disrupted essential services, hindered humanitarian access, and created a volatile security environment. Between 1 January and 6 December 2024, around 84 violent events were reported in Kwango, Kwilu, and Myandombe provinces, resulting in 191 deaths. 44 of these violent events occurred in Myandombe alone. In comparison, 2023 recorded 106 violent events and 227 deaths. The highest level of violence is concentrated in the western parts of Kwilu and Myandombe provinces close to Kwamath, where Mobondo militias seized control of several localities in December 2023. The situation deteriorated in mid-May 2024 following the failed implementation of a peace agreement in April between leaders of the Teke and Yaka communities. Hostilities escalated, destroying many villages and social infrastructure, including healthcare and educational facilities. On 13 July 2024, Mobondo attacks killed 9 soldiers of the armed forces of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and 70 fighters in clashes in Kinsel, Myandombe Province. By August, the Mobondo were still attacking Teke civilians and fighting against the FARDC and the Republican Guard, using weapons they had gained by attacking military positions and through smuggling. An outbreak of violence in Western DRC in early December killed another 40 people. These recent waves of violence are among the deadliest for the Teke and Yaka communities since the failed peace agreement in April. With the direct targeting of the FARDC, the conflict has evolved from being solely intercommunal to involving the engagement of state forces. Part 2: Anticipated scope and scale. With the failed implementation of the 2024 peace agreement and given the sustained hostilities, it is unlikely that there will be a near-term resolution to the intercommunal violence. Displacement in Kwango, Kwilu, and Myeongdongbae provinces is likely to increase as the conflict between the Tekke and Yaka continues. Humanitarian needs are anticipated to keep growing in the coming months, putting an additional strain on host communities. The recent expansion of the conflict to include direct attacks by the Mobondo on FARC, as well as the violence developing within 100 kilometers of the capital, indicate a potential geographical and combatant widening of the conflict. Part 3: Intercommunal disputes over land rights as a driver of the crisis. The initial dispute between the Tekke and Yaka over customary fees and taxes has escalated into a broader conflict, involving deeper-rooted issues of land ownership, customary rights, and ethnic tensions. This has led to widespread violence, which has spread to the provinces of Kwango, Kwilu, and Myeongdongbae. The Tekke and Yaka communities have lived together in villages along the Congo River in Myeongdongbae province for several decades. The Tekke community that first settled in the area considers themselves the customary owners of the territory's villages. The Tekke people possess a major part of the land in Kwamath. Communities from neighboring provinces that the Tekke deem non-native, including members of the Yaka community that came to settle shortly after the Tekke, traditionally serve as agricultural laborers. For several decades, cohabitation between both communities has been based on land access and use arrangements, although tensions have historically existed. The Yaka community, whose main livelihoods are agriculture and livestock, has been paying in-kind tax to the Tekke community to practice these activities. In 2022, Tekke customary chiefs increased taxes on agricultural products. In response, some Yaka community members refused to pay, increasing tensions when the Tekke tried to enforce collections. An attack that injured a Yaka farmer resulted in the revenge killing of a Tekke chief and the burning of a village, spawning further attacks between the Tekke and Yaka/non-Tekke farmers. Customary fees are often a source of tension between these two communities. Mediation efforts have previously enabled regional authorities to avert the escalation of violence. Some members of the Yaka community have since said that they no longer intend to pay the customary fee, as the constitution stipulates that they have the right to settle freely anywhere on national territory. One prominent farmer, Kiemvu, emerged as a self-proclaimed spiritual leader of the Yaka and founded the Mobondo militia. Besides the emergence of this group, both the Tekke and Yaka communities also remain armed and mobilized. The Mobondo militia, which claims to be defending the Yaka people, primarily recruits from the Yumbola, Ndinga, Songo, Suko, and Yaka ethnic groups. They use machetes, spears, hunting rifles, and military assault rifles to attack Tekke villages. Despite the Congolese army's efforts, the militia has managed to evade military suppression. The Mobondo's actions exploit domestic grievances with the intention of driving the Tekke off their land, which resulted in widespread violence involving national security forces and complicating the pursuit of enduring peace. In April 2024, leaders from the Tekke and Yaka communities signed, through the mediation of Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi, but failed to uphold a peace agreement, with Mobondo militias killing several civilians just the day after. Violence has since continued and escalated. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.